Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we continue to discover who God is. We will return to the book of Job in a few minutes, but as we enter a new week together, I invite you to join me in humbling ourselves before Almighty God in worship and prayer. My mind and heart is set on Psalm 149, verses 1 and 2. Hear now the word of God from Psalm 149, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the godly ones. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. The psalmist begins, praise the Lord. Indeed, let us pause now to praise the Lord. Let us sing to the Lord a new song. The psalmist says, let's let God's praise be present in the congregation of the godly ones. Do you belong to Christ at this hour? Then praise him. Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Be glad in God today, dear friend. Then this, let the sons of Zion rejoice in their King. Jesus is our King. The late Charles Spurgeon, one of my favorite preachers, said of these verses in just this one psalm, no other people ever had such a monarch. Oh, that I had permission to bow so near to him as to kiss his feet. Spurgeon continues, be joyful in your King. Well said. Our King, Jesus Christ, is the King of Kings. There never was a King like Jesus, and there never will be. Indeed, Jesus is our soon coming King. The King is coming. Let us be ready for him in praise and in prayer. As Christians in the kingdom of God, we only have one King. Let's praise King Jesus and sing our songs and rejoice and be glad in him. I hope that you will join me in prayer. Father, thank you for who you are. We pause now on this Monday to exalt you, to praise and to honor you. We serve at the pleasure of the King of heaven and earth. Lord, there's a lot happening down here that is exhausting, tiring, painful, discouraging, and even depressing. Draw now our attention heavenward. Meet with us. Help us never to lose sight of you. By the presence of your Holy Spirit, may we always rejoice and be glad, for you reign and you rule. You are on your throne and you have complete charge. Our loyalty is to you and none other. Our citizenship is in heaven and in no country here on earth. We praise only you. There is no God but you, and there is no Savior but Jesus, and there is no sweeter and more faithful presence than the Holy Spirit, God, three in one. Oh, that we will bow so near to you as to kiss your feet. We come to you now. We submit this whole week to you. Whatever happens in us and to us, we will praise you. We will sing to you, be glad in you, and rejoice because of you. Draw us deeper into your word in the book of Job. Teach us, instruct us, lead us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And now let's return to the theater, as it were, and take our seats as we watch and listen again to this real-life drama of a man named Job. We've been in the book of Job for several weeks now. I hope that you have found the teaching beneficial. I do not know about you, but for me, this has all been going by very quickly as we come now to the final scene in Act 2. This is Job chapters 32 to 37. If you asked for and received my outline, you'll see this. If not, I'll review by saying that I have divided the book of Job into a prologue, then three acts. Act 1 has four scenes, Act 2 has 10 scenes, and Act 3 has two scenes. We've come a long way already, covering Act 1 and all the scenes in Act 2, right up into the scene we dive into today, Scene 10. And then as the drama builds and builds towards a mighty crescendo, we plunge into Act 3, which takes place between heaven and earth. And yes, God speaks. That is really going to be something. So the best is still ahead. I hope that you will not miss a moment by downloading and listening to this podcast or joining us on this radio station at this same time, Monday through Friday. And as we get settled in our seats, the curtain now goes up on Act 2, Scene 10. This is the final scene in Act 2. If you have your Bible, turn or scroll all the way to Job chapter 32. I want to read the very end of verse 40 in Job chapter 31, and then verses 1 and part of verse 2 in Job chapter 32. I better say that again. I'll read Job chapter 31, verse 40, and then Job chapter 32 in verses 1 and 2. Join me in Job chapter 31, verse 40. The words of Job are ended. Job is finally done talking, at last. And then verses 1 and 2a of Job chapter 32, then these three men ceased answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes, but the anger of Elihu. I'll break off the reading there. Notice that Job has come to the end of himself. He has nothing more to say. And his three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, are through with Job. They have nothing more to say, notice, because Job was righteous in his own eyes. We're going to talk about how self-righteous Job was as we move along, but this sets up Elihu to present Job with the truth of who God is in chapters 32 to 37. For six straight chapters, Elihu speaks and Job listens. I hope that you have read these chapters. If not, do so. That will greatly enhance your perspective. Now, this is a key point in this real-life drama. Elihu is going to take a totally different approach with Job than the first three friends did. And this will be a good time to tell you why I consider Elihu a friend to Job. In fact, his best friend. You may have noticed that way back in Job chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, quote, "Now when Job's three friends heard all of this adversity that had come upon him, they came each one from his own place." The Bible indicates Job only had three friends who came. So why do I keep saying Job's four friends? Well, the reason I say that is it will be Elihu who gives Job the very best advice, because this man Elihu understands God the most. His advice is not perfect, he makes some mistakes, but overall he does an outstanding job ministering truth to Job's mind and heart. In fact, we can tell how profound Elihu's wisdom is from the fact that Job stays silent while Elihu talks. Job does not interrupt him. This is even more remarkable because Elihu is the youngest of the four men. You would think the older, the wiser. But not necessarily. This was certainly not the case here in the book of Job. Younger people can be very wise. In chapter 32 and verse 4, Elihu does something less common today among young people. Not all young people, but many. Elihu shows great respect for his elders. Listen to Job chapter 32, verse 4. "Now Elihu had waited to speak to Job because they were years older than he." This younger man has been listening to the speeches of the others and has patiently waited his turn. He did not jump the line, cutting in front of his elders. Elihu respects those older than him, and yet he is wiser than them. What a fine young man we have here. I hope that you will get to like him. Listen and follow along with me in your Bible, down to verses 7 through 10. Elihu is talking. "I thought age should speak and increased years should teach wisdom. But it is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. The abundant in years may not be wise, nor may elders understand justice. So I say, listen to me. I too will tell what I think." As it turns out, the older men have not been very wise. Verse 8, "The one who is wise of any age is the person who receives wisdom from God." I love how Elihu puts it, more beautiful language in the book of Job. The breath of the Almighty gives them understanding. If we want to be wise, then we must receive wisdom from God. Let the breath of the Almighty give us understanding. And with that wisdom, Elihu asked Job to listen to him, which Job does. And what Elihu will do is to take the other arguments and to contrast them with who God is. We will follow along as Elihu delivers a stunning monologue, center stage. Job is his primary audience, but we are also a part of his audience. And I want to say, as we begin to listen to the monologue, that we should sit up and engage, listening very closely to Elihu. As I studied chapters 32 to 37, Elihu became a very good friend to me also. He's one of my pastors. He is to me a spiritual leader, an elder in whom I find much wisdom. And as one of my pastors, he came to preach to me also. Elihu is Job's friend, and he is my friend. I wonder, will he be your friend? He has the wisdom of God to teach us who God is. So let's prepare to listen to him now. And since our time will soon be over for today, we'll come to the wise words of Elihu tomorrow. Here is a point of application for you to consider. Who do you listen to? We all need advice in this life, but it is crucial that we be listening to the right voices. We want words of godly wisdom, not that which is ungodly and unwise. Many people seek counsel. That's good. But where they make that fatal mistake is in who they get the counsel from. Are you listening to the wise or the unwise? I hope that you will be here this week as we all listen to Elihu and learn what wisdom sounds like. And I pray that you will be able to discern who can advise you in whatever you are going through right now. Who can be a good friend to you? Much more on this all this week. So be here for it as we meet together to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.